Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and hello. Welcome to Commanding Your Life. This is your host, Beverly Fells Jones. I am an author, speaker, and seminar leader for the Silva Method and other techniques. On this show, I talk about how to expand your world of thought, exploring the world of positive thinking, Bible-based law of attraction, and consciousness from many points of view. I intend to share with you information that will enlighten and empower you in your life. I am here to encourage you to think in the positive and show that miracles can happen. I truly believe you have been given the power of the word and thought to create the life that you desire. When we're live on air, give us a call at 347-838-8437. That's 347-838-8437. And when I'm not, just send me an email at beverly@commandingyourlife.com. So let's get started with our program. I am so excited today. I'm just like jumping for joy, and I woke up early because I am looking forward to our conversation with my special guest, author Linda Diane Whatley. And I want you to be excited too. And I want to welcome all of you to the show today. I want to welcome all of you who are new to Commanding Your Life and say, ooh, I'm so glad you found me. And also I want to welcome my steady listeners from all over the world. I truly appreciate you, and I truly appreciate the fact that many of you are sharing the show with others and letting them know that we are on the air, because it's important, you know, to share some important information from time to time. And I really work hard to bring you information that will change you or help enlighten you or help you live your life so much better and in a state of peacefulness and calm and being self-assured about you and your life and how you can create the life you want. So as always, I want to tell you that it has been a wonderful weekend, and I looked at the weather report here in Dallas. We're going to be having like 14 more days of 100 degree weather in a row, so I'm prepared. Now last week I talked about lessons from my garden and the no-see-em. So lessons from my garden right now is make sure that I water and fertilize that garden so that my plants, my vegetables, the things that are feeding me will continue to flourish and grow. Just like you need to water and fertilize your life with information and books and learning that will help you continue to flourish and grow. So as always, if you are driving and listening to this, do not close your eyes. If you're in a position, then just close your eyes and take a deep breath, because this is a show that teaches you how to go inside and within to pull the power out that you were born with. So take a deep breath in and out. Take another deep breath in and out. Now I want you to imagine that you are in your very favorite place of relaxation. place where you feel calm and peaceful. Now feel in your body where any tension may be. Is it in your neck? Relax it. Your jaw, your forehead, your arms, your hands, your back. Relax your hips, your thighs, your knees, your calves, your feet. Relax all those muscles. There is nothing in this very moment you need to concern yourself with. There's a power and presence in the universe that always has been and always will be. That power and presence created everything out of itself, and everything contains it. This power and presence in the universe is God, the creator of the universe, can be referred to by whatever name that you choose, because this power and presence is personal to each and every one of us. And through this power and presence, we are given great attributes, but we have to sit still. Be still and know how God speaks to you each and every day. For me, it's one way. For you, it's another. But you have to be still and quiet. And many do not know how to be still and quiet. And it only takes a moment. It doesn't have to be 30 minutes. It doesn't have to be 20 minutes. It doesn't have to be an hour. It could be 1 minute. It can be 30 seconds of just peace and calm. So each day, that if you want to learn how to go within yourself, be peaceful, you don't have to go and remove all thoughts from your mind, as maybe some of you have heard about meditation. And for me, this is meditative prayer. You can just sit. And you can start at a very low number. You can start at the number 25 and just count backwards. 25, take a deep breath in and out. 24, take a deep breath in and out. 23. And as you're doing this, your thoughts will come in. You'll go, what number was I on? If you get there, you start again at 25 until you get to 1 without interruption, or with, okay, I know that thought came in. I recognize you, go away. 22, okay, another thought comes in, recognize you, go away. 21, and so on till you get to 1. And practice this on a daily basis, and slowly you'll be able to get from 25 to 1 without much interruption. I won't say there always will be. And then when you get there, then raise it to 35 and 45 and 55 until you can count from 100 to 1. When you come and you finish that, you will find yourself totally relaxed and ready for the day. And in that counting and in that meditative period, you may get some answers. But this will teach you to calm yourself easily. And then you move on to asking questions within that meditation. Take a deep breath in and out. In and out, and so it is. All right, so you're nice and calm, and you're ready for our conversation this morning, and I want to tell you, I am truly blessed to have a remarkable woman on my show, Miss Diane Linda Diane Watley is a published writer who began her first work of art with poetry. I love that. The poem I Wish appeared in the Poetry Gem of the American Poets Society, and for over 12 years she had her own religious philosophical column in the Frost Illustrated newspaper, and it was entitled The Best Will Show Themselves. Isn't that awesome? She has appeared as a contributed writer for the online magazines, some of which are Faith Writers, The Right Side of Me Productions, The Blessed Room, and Cheers. And she shared inspirational and thought-provoking messages to readers. She has also been a contributor to anthologies. And for those of you who are not familiar with anthologies, these are groups of a group of talented writers who have something to share. They get together, and it's in one book. And the editor was Vanessa Miller, and her contribution was The Triumph of My Soul. And that and the other one was This Far by Faith. So she's joining us because God has awakened her to a new, and I mean, this is an extremely important message to assure to the world, and with the things that are going on now, it is very important because we've got to understand the mind of people who have been in desperate and dire situations and have PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. And we're going to talk about her book, and that name of that book is Soldier with a Backpack, Living and Dying Simultaneously. And this work reveals the reality of the impact this particular disorder has on our veterans as well as civilians. So her book really takes you deep within the soul of what goes on with this disorder. You know, some of us may have it and not know it, that we're suffering from the effects of it, or we know someone who is, and it affects us every day. She enjoys her family when she's not writing, and I want to welcome to our show Linda Diane Watley. Hello, Linda.
Hello. Thanks for having me on your show this morning.
Oh, it is my pleasure. So tell me this. How did you get into writing poetry?
It was really a coincidence. It's like my gifts that God has given me. I didn't realize I had them. And sometimes I would just write down things, and when I finally shared them with someone, they told me that I had a gift that I didn't even realize I had. My English teacher always told me I had it too, but this particular time when I wrote these poems, someone told me I should submit them to the main business that deals with, you know, poetry, and that was so long ago, and I said, wow, is this really real? And next thing I know, I was awarded an award for it.
You were given an award?
Yeah, I received an award for that particular article. It was so long ago, I can't recall the association that found favor with my poem. But it was a surprise to me.
Wow. Well, that is always wonderful when you get recognized for your work, because as writers and artists, sometimes, as you said, you didn't know really that you had this gift, and that, you know, people would really pay attention to it and really read and understand what you were writing until your teacher told you and other people talked to you about it, right?
Right.
Yeah. So, tell me. We're looking at this book, Soldier with a Backpack, Living and Dying Simultaneously. What caused you to write this book?
Well, what made me write the book was because I have a son, my oldest son. He had served two terms in Iraq. And upon the second return, he was just a little different, and we had concerns about him on the regular basis because he wasn't quite himself. But he was very productive. You know, he took care of his responsibilities, but he was a little alienated in his temper. He had a temper that he didn't lead with, but he had that was growing. And so one day while I was at work, I received a phone call for the Akron Police Department. You know, they was looking for him because it was a word out from VA that he was going to take his life. And so for over 3 hours, I didn't know if my son was dead or alive. We couldn't find him. And so when I finally found him, I realized that I had to go deep within and research the dynamics of the medical perspective of PTSD, because I had the spiritual and the mental to myself. But that's what prompted me to do my research. And the more I did it, the more the spirit took over the book. And it had some information to give to people that I wasn't actually picking up from the sources outside of myself as far as the medical. And so God gave me these tools and visions and ideals to help people through the process and give people understanding as a person involved and as a person who care about them. And so when I finished my manuscript, because my son is such a private person, I let him know it was done. He told me to send it to him, because if he didn't want me to publish it, I wasn't going to publish it. He told me, Mom, you have to publish it. It's going to help a lot of people. And
well,
the episode that he had.
Go ahead.
And that episode he had, it has not occurred since he read my book to that degree.
Oh, wonderful.
So I was thankful to God for that. Yeah.
Well, you mentioned something that I talk about in my books, is the fact that I get shown things, or I get, you know, it's like I know that God has given me the message. How did you know, or what showed up in your life that showed you that God was giving you additional information to share? You said
because
it came from sources.
Right, because the language and the word choices and the conclusion of the information was so solid and concrete that it was transforming me as I was doing it. It was like I knew it wasn't me, because it was so life-changing. It was so pure and it was so advancing. And it's like you can't read it and don't be affected by it to a degree of a better place. And it was so obvious to me that I couldn't
keep up with
that on my own.
So in other words, as you were writing, as you were putting this, I'll say, in the computer, because I don't know if you write by hand. Sometimes I do. But as you were typing this down or writing this down, the flow of the words and the way the words were put together, you didn't recognize you in them. Is that what you're telling me?
Exactly. But it was so healing for myself. Awesome. Just an awesome experience to go from the unseen to the seen. Yeah.
Yes. And you know, many people, they go, what? I said, well, you know, there are many, many ways that we are spoken to. And, you know, I talk a lot about intuition and how it is through whatever manner we are given our assignment, or we are given things to do, or we are warned away from different things. We just have to learn how that voice is speaking to us. As I tell many people, I said, it is like a thought in my head. And it's like on my right side of my head, when I hear it or feel as though the voice is coming from that side, I know it's not me. When it's on the left side or in the back, I know that it's my thoughts. And they said, well, how? I said, because of the things that happen. Whenever I follow that voice, things are good. If I don't follow that voice, something happens, right? So that's how I know. And so you know by, you know, just the fact of the way you write. So I'm going to talk a little bit about what's going on in the news today, in the shooting of the police officers here in the Dallas area and then just recently in Louisiana. And both of the gentlemen are military. They're veterans. So when you were looking at this, and, you know, I don't watch the news continuously. I just get the little bits of it, and then I find out things. But when you were looking at this, what came to your mind as to these young men?
Well, one of the things that I can say is, like, the soldiers are suffering because they're going from one vibration of PTSD to another. When they come back to the country, they're still experiencing that vibration of PTSD because people's choices of selfishness and power and greed, you know, lovelessness, all this is taking an impact on a soul that's already vibrating with a negative energy from the get-go. So they're coming back to negative energy. And they also coming back still in soldier mode and also in reality mode, knowing that the transformation that made to become a soldier was not really fair or natural to their spirit and their soul. And so one of the things people don't want to admit is that how abnormal it is to kill another human being and to be taught by another human being to kill human beings. That has an effect on an individual who comes back home with an environment that's not embracing him. And so he feel like he's protecting a large number of people by taking out these different police officers. They're not doing it for a selfish reason. They're doing it because they feel like they're actually protecting innocent people because they don't feel like they were protected by people who were not right in their choices for their life. So they look at a position of authority as a position at times of wrong because the system of war is wrong to the spirit.
So what happens is these young men, they – because this is all volunteer army, but a lot of times they volunteer because of the promise of education, the promise of training. In fact, a lot of people went into the military never expecting having to go to war, right? Because we were at peace.
I agree.
Now they go over.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was just saying that's the reason why I had joined. Yeah.
For your education and other things, yeah? Training.
Right.
When I was young, sometimes I think of my young self and I go, really? Right? I wanted to join the Air Force. Now, this was in the middle of the Vietnam War. You know, it's like, and thankfully at the time, young women had to get, if you were under 21 as a female, you had to get the signature of your parents.
Right.
At least that's what I was told, in order to join the military. And so my mother, they wouldn't sign. They said, well, you're 21, you can sign. Because I liked the uniform. I liked the idea of being in the military. When I was 21, I had a car note and a number of other things. And at that time, I was working for IBM. And I said, I can't afford to go into the military. But I didn't research enough because at that time, if you went in the military, you got your military pay. But IBM matched up to what your salary was when you went into the military. But I didn't know that. Anyway, but there are reasons why we go in or people make that choice and then they get there. And if you're not like a specialist, a computer specialist, or you're doing some other things, but you're still taught to kill. And how do you reconcile that with all your life you're being told not to kill? Right?
And that's the dilemma.
And now you're
right
trained
there.
To kill.
Unnatural.
Right, you're trained to kill. Now you go there for a couple of years, you're in danger if you're in Iraq or Afghanistan or these days any place overseas, right? And
right.
And you're on heights, and as you talk about this energy, this negative energy, this fear, this constantly being in danger, and then they say, okay, your time is done, time to go back home. And as far as I know, there is no debriefing, no real debriefing when they come back to the States. Is this true?
Right. And see, that's the major problem. I don't even know if they can actually do it because of the damages of
right.
What God had made that person to be. And so, you know, when they come back home, they're still in that mold. See, that unseen part of yourself, that's why I say backpack, that unseen part of yourself is so, you know, defragmented. And it's like you can't put it all together. The only thing to do with it is a spiritual awakening. That's the really the bottom line. A lot of people don't want to deal with that.
Right. And the idea being is that they need more help and more counseling. And many, you know, I had a friend who was in Vietnam, and he talked about coming home. And it was years. In fact, even now, he said sometimes a backfire makes him jump.
Right.
That there are certain things that happen, certain sounds.
Well, see, that's the thing. People don't deal with the unseen aspect of the powerful realities that exist in the inner beings of ourselves. And that's why it's so difficult to get in touch with each individual that has experienced it. And see, when you sign up to be a soldier, you're not told that you're going to be fragmented on the inside. You're just saying you got to protect yourself on the outside, be physically strong, and you'll make it back home. That means all is well, but nobody admits the inner unseen damages. And that's what's catching up with us as a society. That unseen is the most powerful aspect of ourselves, but people are in denial of that. Even the most spiritual people, they're still more physical than they are spiritual. That's why I knew when I wrote my book and God was saying he wanted to walk people through the inner unseen aspects of themselves to bring them back into wholeness. And that's really is a spiritual thing.
Yes, it is. It is. And, you know, that your subconscious, when they're training them beyond the conscious mind, and they're training them into the subconscious because it's automatic reaction. So when you're trained and these ideas and these things, it goes into your subconscious mind, and your subconscious says, I got to protect myself. And anybody that is that is not for me, you're against me, and I can kill you, right?
Right.
Your subconscious is trained. Your subconscious is heightened to anything that is going on. And as you said, they come back here, and they were fighting over there to bring freedom, quote, freedom to the people where they were and to fight the Taliban and ISIS and all of that. But then they come home and they find out they're being dishonored right here in the United States. And then their whole mind is sitting there saying, well, why was I over there fighting, and I come here and I am less than human? But it's not only our African American veterans, but it's also white veterans who come back and they're suffering from PTSD, and they are doing things. Now their experience is a little different when they get back, but they still suffer, and they're still killing themselves in droves, and they're still being homeless. So there's a lot of facets to this thing called PTSD. So our time is coming to a close. My goodness, time goes fast. So tell me that. Tell my audience this. I'm going to be talking to you again. We're going to have another conversation. But tell my audience how they can get your book.
A Soldier with a Backpack, Living and Dying Simultaneously is available on Amazon, and it's also available at Barnes & Noble's. And you can also go to my website, www.lindadianewatley.com.
Okay. Well, Linda, I really appreciate you, and I look forward to having another conversation with you. I made the announcement on Facebook yesterday, but I'm going to be expanding my reach and my time because I'm going to be on Spreaker Radio soon. So I haven't announced the date, but on that one we have a little bit more time. So thank you for being with me. And audience, please get her book, Watch for Her. If you want her as a speaker, contact her through her website, Linda Diane Watley, W-A-T-T-L-L-Y or L-E-Y?
L-E-Y.
L-E-Y.com. And take care, and we will see you next week.
Well, thank you for being here today. If you have any suggestions for the show or you know someone that I should interview, please contact me by emailing Beverly at commandingyourlife.com. That's Beverly at commandingyourlife.com. I'm also available via phone or online to assist you in making your life better. Don't forget, I have a free twice-monthly Commanding Your Life teleconference where you can ask questions and get answers. For more information on the teleconference, go to meetup.commandingyourlife.com. And to receive a free Silva Ultramind ESP mini course valued at over $100, go to silverfox.silvacourses.com. That's silverfox.silva, S-I-L-V-A, courses.com. Click on the newsletter link on the left-hand side of the page and follow the directions. Join me on the next episode of Commanding Your Life. Matthew 9:29 says, "As you have believed, let it be done to you." And it is so.